Hi, and welcome to the podcast. My name is Greg Marshall, and I'm the Vice President of Global Programs for the Flight Safety Foundation. Unmanned aerial systems, or remotely piloted aircraft systems, or sometimes also referred to as drones, are a technology that we have seen develop at an exponential rate. The rapid uptake of these systems can be seen in both commercial and military applications. Today I'll be speaking with Chris Lucius, who is a UAS member of the Aircraft Operations and Design Group with the Airline Pilots Association. Chris, welcome to the podcast.
Greg, thanks for having me here. Appreciate it.
Chris, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and also about your organization?
Yeah, my name is Chris Lucius. I'm currently a pilot for United Airlines based in Los Angeles. I've flown for United for the past 21 years and been a flight instructor for over 25 years, flying both fixed-wing and rotorcraft UAS for over 30 years. Today, I join you as a member of the Airline Pilots Association and our air safety organization, where I'm a member of the UAS team. ALPA represents more than 54,000 airline pilots at 31 airlines in the United States and Canada. Together with the International Federation of Airline Pilots Associations, we represent over 100,000 professional pilots from around the world. And safety has been the cornerstone of ALPA from the very beginning, and it is the same today. Our safety organization is the largest non-governmental safety organization in the world.
So, Chris, what are some of the challenges of UAS integration from the point of view of the airline pilot?
Well, ALPA supports the safe integration of UAS into the national airspace system. However, as with any new technology introduced in the aviation system, there must be a means to safely integrate it with existing systems, operations, and infrastructure.
So, Chris, what safety hazards do current and future UAS operations create to manned aircraft, particularly large transport aircraft, here in the U.S.?
Well, with the FAA reporting that there have been more than 1,348 reported events of possible hazardous encounters through January of 2016, UAS operations have already become a collision hazard to airliners. Small drone sales are off the charts, and with millions being sold annually, they're being flown in airspace that's shared with the airliners, creating a real collision risk.
So what is the best way to manage manned and unmanned operations in the same airspace?
Surveillance and a shared situational awareness are the key enabling functions. With that, an air navigation service provider can account for both manned and unmanned operations in shared airspace. And this issue is more challenging in some types of airspace, such as uncontrolled airspace. The UAS must be equipped with a detect and avoid system that includes both self-separation and active collision avoidance systems.
So what activities has the Airline Pilots Association been involved in to help integrate UAS?
Well, ALPA has supported the safe integration of UAS as a member of both the small and large UAS aviation rulemaking committees, as well as registration and microaviation rulemaking committee, and is now a member of the Drone Advisory Committee and the newly formed Unmanned Aircraft Safety Team. We have additionally supported numerous technical standards committees, including RTCA's Special Committees 203, 147, and 228.
So in terms of here in the U.S. and the national airspace system, what are some of ALPA's recommendations when it comes to UAS integration into the same airspace as airliners and, in fact, any other air traffic?
Well, in the near term, the anticipated explosive growth in the UAS sales and use and the increasing reports of hazardous airliner encounters with RPAS means that some of the immediate actions must be considered. ALPA believes that a significant step in the eventual solution of safety integrating the UAS into the national airspace systems is based on four fundamental principles. First, education. Anyone who plans to fly a UAS must understand the aircraft, the airspace, the operating environment, and the other aircraft that could be encountered while they're flying in the national airspace system. Number two, registration. ALPA supports the recommendations that were developed by a Department of Transportation task force that created a national registration database for RPAS. And gathering basic information about the identity of the individual purchasing the UAS not only allows law enforcement authorities to identify the owner if the UAS were to encounter a problem, but it helps make clear the serious nature of operating a UAS in the national airspace system and the responsibility to safeguard public safety. If UAS either intentionally or unintentionally are operated in airspace that airliners use, airline pilots need to be able to see them on cockpit displays, and the controllers, from the air traffic controller's standpoint, need the ability to see them on their radar scopes also. These UAS must be equipped with active technologies that ensure that the UAS is capable of avoiding collision with manned aircraft. And this is all part of ALPA's stress that technology needs to be put in place. UAS pilots must be properly trained and understand the consequences of possible malfunctions. Anyone flying a UAS that is a hazard to other aircraft in the airspace, especially those who choose to do so recklessly near airports or by operating unworthy RPAS, must be identified and appropriately prosecuted. We support the criminalizing of intentional unsafe operation of UAS and penalties for unintentional unsafe UAS operations.
Chris, thanks very much for that perspective. For anybody that's interested in hearing a little bit more from Chris, and he'll be attending our International Air Safety Summit in Dubai next week, Chris will be delivering a presentation at one of our UAS sessions on the second day of our summit on Tuesday, the 15th of November. Chris, once again, thanks very much for being a part of this podcast.
Thank you very much for having us. We sure appreciate it.
In addition to our International Air Safety Summit being run next week in Dubai, we will for the first time be holding a one-day seminar in New Delhi in India on Friday the 18th. And this will be followed by a half-day workshop on our Basic Aviation Risk Standard program. And the seminar and the workshop are free for all to attend. A registration form for both of these events can be found on our events page. Simply download the form and complete it, and you can send it to myself at the address at the bottom of the form. If anyone would like to be a part of a future podcast or has any ideas for a podcast, you can drop me a line at marshall@flightsafety.org. Well, that's it for this podcast. Thanks very much for listening. Until next time.